Kay Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. There's been a deadly shooting at Antioch High School in Nashville. Don Aaron is with the Nashville Police Department.
The individual wounded two other students, one of them fatally, before shooting and killing himself.
The victims were girls. CBS's Anna Schechter explains what the investigation will likely focus on.
They're going to be looking at any interaction between the shooter and the two victims. They're going to be looking at personal grievances that the shooter might have had. They're going to be interviewing everybody around this person. So family members, friends, coaches, potentially anyone that individual interacted with.
CBS's Jim Crisula has more.
This is the second deadly school shooting in Metro Nashville in recent years. In March 2023, a shooter killed 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults at a private Christian elementary school in the city. Today's school shooting is close to a Waffle House restaurant where a gunman shot 6 people, 4 fatally, in April of 2018.
CBS News special report.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Governor Tony Evers is set to propose a $300 million investment in school mental health resources. He'll make the news during his State of the State address tonight. The proposal aligns with Jill Underley's budget request. The head of the DPI and the governor are aiming to expand mental health services and support students across Wisconsin. Key elements of the plan include increasing per-pupil funding, expanding eligible services for reimbursement, and enhancing training programs. We'll have coverage of the address tonight right here on 540 WAUK. While the governor is speaking in Madison tonight, a movie about the Packers debuts in Brookfield. The Wisconsin-inspired film Green and Gold, starring Craig T. Nelson, is set to premiere nationwide January 31st. However, there's a special showing tonight at the Marcus Majestic. The movie tells the story of a struggling farmer who bets everything on the 1993 Green Bay Packers. The State Department of Health Services has launched a new outreach campaign to highlight the risk of menthol tobacco products. Lisa Hale has more.
According to a press release, DHS officials say about 9,300 people under the age of 18 in Wisconsin will try cigarettes for the first time each year, half of whom will start with menthol cigarettes. Officials are also warning about targeted marketing of the products in communities of color, leading to a higher rate of smoking prevalence. The DHS is running a digital marketing campaign to expand the public awareness.
State Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford has released 2 new TV ads. One tries to highlight her experience in criminal justice. The other criticizes her opponent Brad Schimmel's handling of rape kit testing. WisPolitics reports Crawford is paying 7 figures for the spots. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers fall to the Bruins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The UCLA Bruins led most of the game as Wisconsin fell short. Matt LePay with a final call on the Badgers radio network.
0.2 seconds remaining. And Clark with the second, he missed intentionally. Klesman grabs it, too late, it's over. And UCLA wins it by 2. Final score, UCLA 85, Wisconsin 83.
After the game, head coach Greg Gard asked how his team performed offensively.
I thought we did a lot of good things. You know, we shot 21 free throws. We probably could have shot 21 more. Even though they're new to the league, they've always played like a team in our league, and we knew it was going to be that, and we had to play through it.
So Wisconsin falls to 15-4. They host Nebraska this Sunday at noon. Number 10th ranked Marquette with a bounce back win, 76-59 over Seton Hall. NBA, the Bucks and the Pelicans game postponed tonight due to the winter weather in New Orleans. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hitting a major mark as we stay above zero today with mostly cloudy skies and light snow on and off throughout the afternoon. With very light accumulations, winds are still breezy, but they're out of the south, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, pushing our highs to near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 15 degrees. The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will review the governor's state of the state address and the Republican response and take your phone calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Today. Hope you are staying warm out there and safe on those roads with a little blustery snow this afternoon. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We have a packed lineup today. I will get to that in just a moment, but I did want to let you all know that the State of the State address from Governor Tony Evers is going to happen this evening. And of course, Civic Media's got you covered. That address starts at 7 p.m. We're going to have special coverage of the speech, including the Republican legislative response, as well as analysis. Join Civic Media's Todd Alba, political editor Dan Schaefer, and members of the Civic Media news team, as well as Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow for this very special coverage of the 2025 State of the State address. Find out what you and our fellow Wisconsinites can expect from our state government this year, from Governor Tony Evers, as well as the Republican legislative leaders. Again, that coverage will kick off just before 7 p.m. And that coverage will be across Civic Media's News Talk Radio Network and, of course, always available on the Civic Media app. In addition, Civic Media is encouraging our listeners who may be looking for ways to help folks that have been impacted by the wildfires in Southern California to check out Convoy of Hope, a nonprofit that's helping to provide immediate relief to those who are most in need. You can check it out at the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us and click on the banner at the top of the website for more information. Let me let you know what we're doing today, because I'm really excited for the show. We're covering a lot of important things. Yesterday, I closed out the show by promising you that I was going to talk about one of the glaring omissions from all of the Donald Trump hullabaloo on Inauguration Day and the speeches and the rallies and the executive orders. It's weird, right? Because nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class. Specifically, one of the biggest problems facing you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, is the cost of housing in this country. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Watched the rally garbage. Nary a word about housing prices. Isn't that weird? I thought he ran on something about, you know, like the price of eggs and helping middle class families. I guess not. And here's the thing. There are things that are happening in the housing industry that are making it impossible for people to afford safe and sufficient housing. And it is kind of a racket. Would it surprise you to know that some of the richest companies in the world have something to do with this racket and driving the housing prices up? Would it surprise you to know that there might be an algorithm or two involved? Yes, probably not. I'm going to break down what's going on because it is happening right here in the state of Wisconsin, in our very backyard. If you or somebody you know has had problems making rent, finding an affordable unit, especially if you've got a young family, man, have you gone out there and tried to find like a family-sized apartment or single-family house to rent? It is nearly impossible, and we haven't even gotten into the actual price of housing. So I'm going to break that down in this first half hour for you because, again, it is happening right here in our backyard. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. So that's going to come up right away, top of the show here, but let me let you know what else we've got lined up. We've got a good friend of Civic Media. His name is Robert Pilot. He hosts Native Roots Radio every day from 8 to 9 p.m. You can find it across the Civic Media Talk Network. I've asked him to join me today to talk about President Biden's commutation of the sentence of a First Nation activist, Leonard Peltier. If you don't know who Mr. Peltier is and why he is so important to Native Americans and First Nation peoples in the United States, Robert's got us all covered. So I'm really excited to have that conversation. At 3 o'clock, we've got Emily's List joining us. You know, there's been a couple of things that Donald Trump has done in the last, I don't know, 2-3 days that might whittle away at, you know, the role of women in government, women's rights, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to discuss that with Sarah Spain of Emily's List. And of course, because it's Wednesday, we've got our brand new segment. That's going to be at 3:30. I call it Over the Hump in Trump. I have a special treat for all of you. If you've been listening to my show, you know that I absolutely love baseball. There's a little bit of news relevant to Brewers baseball that happened today. Boy, we've got some great sound for you and some memories that I want to share with you and a message about how we can all connect as we move forward in this second Trump administration. So we've got you covered all afternoon. Let's get into it, everybody. If you don't know me, my name's Maggie Dawn. I'm your friendly lawyer, lady, economist, and commentator here on Civic Media Radio. You can find me from 2 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. Let's get into this. Do you or someone you know have a problem affording housing? It is basically an issue for nearly everyone I know. Even my extremely well-to-do friends are very shocked by the costs of housing, especially in places like Madison, Green Bay, La Crosse, even Wausau, and of course the city of Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha. It seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Many of the people that I know that are Generation Z or Millennial or Zillennials, they're like, I'm never owning a house. It's just not going to happen because it's so gosh darn expensive. So let's start to dig into why, because I think this matters to each and every one of us. And it also matters because we need to hold this next president accountable. He promised to help the middle class. Is he actually going to do that? Because number one on the list here is, what are you doing about the cost of housing, dear Mr. 47th president? Because there are some really disturbing things going on. One of the things that I noted was just during that first week of January, so just 2 weeks ago, on January 7th, the Department of Justice filed an expansive lawsuit against a number of property ownership companies that have big national footprints. There are two of them relevant to the state of Wisconsin. One is called the Willow Bridge Property Company, and the other one is Graystar Real Estate Partners. These two companies own tons of apartments in Milwaukee and Madison. So here's what the Department of Justice is accusing them of doing. You may have heard me talk about this before. It's called price fixing. You know, when a bunch of rich people get together, or rich companies, and decide to jack up prices over the level that they would be in a normal supply and demand capitalistic economy to gouge consumers. Here, people that need housing, which is, last I checked, pretty much everybody. So they effectively engage in price fixing and price elevation. Well, how do they do this, right? Because there's just so many apartment units and single family homes for rent across the country. How would you ever, amass such a huge amount of data and information? How would you coordinate that? Aha! Here's where the algorithms come in, of course. Both Willow Bridge Property Company and Graystar Real Estate Partners use a controversial property management software system called RealPage. Okay, everyone remember this name, RealPage. In fact, if you're going to rent an apartment anywhere in the state of Wisconsin, especially Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Kenosha, Wausau, Racine, et cetera, La Crosse, ask the property management company, do you guys subscribe to RealPage? Because if they do, you may be getting gouged on the price of the apartment. If you've got questions or comments as I move through all of this information, feel free to join us, 855-75-CIVIC. It's 855-752-4842. I bet all of you out there know somebody that is struggling to pay for their housing or even find affordable housing. It's an everybody everywhere kind of situation here in the United States and here in Wisconsin. Here is the deal. RealPage software basically is a pay-to-subscribe service, okay? Landlords do is they submit some of their information about the rents that they charge. RealPage runs some fancy pants algorithm and out pops, you know, what rent range a landlord may be able to charge. Here's what the Journal Sentinel coverage of this lawsuit says. Landlords who pay to use RealPage's services upload granular information about their rent pricing and lease terms into RealPage's system. At least this is what the Justice Department alleges. In turn, RealPage uses that data to help other landlords in the same area determine the highest price they could charge a prospective tenant. So the algorithm, in essence, gives all of the landlords that subscribe to this a competitive or negotiating advantage over every single tenant or would-be tenant. And it allows them to often artificially price the price of rent way above what it would otherwise be without this, price-fixing collusion that is facilitated by this algorithm developed by RealPage. That is the gist of it. You start looking into how many units these types of companies own nationwide, and it is absolutely breathtaking in scope. Here in Wisconsin, most of their property ownership of these two companies is centralized or concentrated in Milwaukee and Madison. But you go to like Sunbelt states, especially coming out of the pandemic when people were like, oh, well, if I can work from home permanently, I want to move somewhere where it's not so crappy out, you know, where it's not 12 degrees outside and blustery, snowy all the time. And it is permeated. The landlords that are using RealPage are just dominating the rental markets in a lot of these places. So what does this end up doing? It ends up driving up rental prices for both apartments and single family homes. So you got the algorithm, you got big tech again, gouging your pocket. There are a number of other factors going on here as well. I'm gonna get to those after we take care of a little bit of business. You got a question, a comment, something you're concerned about here, give us a call, 855-752-4842. Do you know someone? Have you struggled to find affordable housing in Wisconsin? We want to hear from you. It matters to everybody because this is an everywhere, everybody kind of issue, especially here in Wisconsin. My name's Maggie Dawn, where we bring you real news and great conversation every day right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Are you out there? It's me, Margaret. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, or Margaret, especially when I'm in trouble with my folks. I'm 47. They still call me Margaret when I've screwed something up. I am the host of this, the Maggie Dawn Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about the housing crisis and, frankly, Donald Trump ignoring this issue entirely in his inauguration speech, in the rallies, and in the flurry of executive orders. Not a whisper about how regular people are being fleeced by an algorithm that allows landlords, huge corporate landlords that own millions of units across the country, to gouge our middle class pocketbooks and raise rents way beyond where they might be under normal market circumstances. That is called price fixing. And the DOJ sued a bunch of these companies during the first week of January. Including the DOJ, the governments of Arizona, the state of Arizona, as well as Washington, D.C., have also sued about this very software called RealPage. Now, that tells you something. Arizona, not really the hotbed of liberalism these days. If Arizona and Washington, D.C. are suing about this, you got to figure something's going on here. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, like, well, how many units are we talking about? Does the RealPage company that helps landlords collude to fix prices and raise them above market rates? What do they have to say about all this? Well, listen here. RealPage on its website has a video that says its software helps property owners to, quote, exceed the market. That means, you know, price gouge by 2-5% in revenue. The software is not only called RealPage, just FYI, it's also called AI Revenue Management. Ooh, that's comforting, isn't it? AI Revenue Management. It's never going to make me feel comfortable. It says as well, its 600 customers nationwide use its revenue management software for more than 4.5 million residential units. Yikes. They list more than 50 property management companies that are clients. And so this is everywhere. In and around Washington, D.C., for example, about 24% of multifamily rental units are managed by companies alleged in their lawsuit to use this RealPage price fixing rental software. This is bad. This is real bad. And then I'm going to tell you this additional little tidbit. Here's what's making it worse. And here's why Donald Trump doesn't really care about the middle class. One of the things that is making it worse is that private equity and hedge funds have been snapping up single family housing units, as well as apartment buildings and property management companies, like they have been going out of business, especially since the pandemic. It is really bad out there. There is a professor of economics. His name is Hal Slinger. He writes a blog called The Sling, and he looks at competition and consolidation in marketplaces. Basically, what we're seeing is the consolidation of housing in the United States, right? The more consolidation you see in any given industry, the more likely it is that prices are going to be pushed up above levels that people can afford. You add to the mix the price fixing software that all of these private equity companies that own these property management companies are using, and you say, gee whiz, I wonder why nobody can afford anything. Why are there no affordable single family homes for young people to buy who are just starting their family? It's because hedge funds and PE companies are snapping them all up. This is absolutely terrible for the middle class. And again, I ask you, tell me, what did Donald Trump say in the last 3 days about what he's going to do to solve the housing crisis? And the answer to that would be nothing, not a damn word. And this is what I'm talking about when we talk about the distractionary tactics of Donald Trump. Pay attention to this stuff, this like red meat bait, this chum in the water. This is happening right here in our own backyards. People in Wisconsin are suffering because they cannot find affordable housing. And our next president says not a word about it. For shame. For shame. ProPublica has also looked into this. If you want to check out some of their work, the last article I pulled, this is back from February of 2022. We've known about these issues. By the way, one of those companies that has been sued by the DOJ that owns properties in Wisconsin, Graystar, guess who owns that? Private equity. Mm-hmm. Now, the last thing I'm going to say, and then we're going to go to the phones, is this. What do you think 25% tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico are going to do to housing prices? You don't have to guess because we've been here before. In Trump 1.0, when he did the same thing to Canadian products, it skyrocketed the cost of affordable housing. It delayed housing starts. It incentivized builders to build houses with a baseline price of $500,000 or more. Why? Because timber and steel got more expensive. You and yours and your families will be paying the price of Donald Trump's irresponsible economic policy, his fantasy land ideas that tariffs will somehow be paid by foreign governments. Yeah, that's not how they work at all. Tariffs are paid by the companies that import the products from those foreign countries. And what do businesses do? They don't just eat extra costs. They pass them on to their consumers. So this new economic policy, the tariffs that he's taken time over these last 3 days to lay out and to threaten other countries with, yeah, that's just going to make this situation worse. When the real culprit when it comes to affordable housing in this country is insufficient investment, collusion amongst property owners, and those gosh darn, I don't know what we call them, eight-headed hydra monsters called private equity and hedge funds. You know, the billionaire class. We come back. I'm going to take a couple of calls. Then we're going to bring on, of course, our good friend Robert Pilot of Native Roots. If you're on the phones, I will get to you all. I want to hear from you about this housing crisis problem, your reaction to my analysis when we come back, because it matters to each and every one of us and probably every person that you know and love and care about. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in on the housing crisis here and Donald Trump's obvious silence. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Back in just a moment.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
There's a federal mandate to test fluid milk for high-path avian influenza. Where does Wisconsin stand in that process? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. First of all, remember, Wisconsin has not detected any high-path avian influenza in any of its dairy animals. Still, it is required by the federal government to be involved in a testing program to monitor high-path avian influenza. Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Ag Secretary, says right now Wisconsin's not directly involved in the testing, but they're having conversations about beginning.
First of all, we've got about 5,400 dairy farms in Wisconsin. That's the most of any state. We've got almost a couple hundred processors in Wisconsin, and that's twice as many processors as many states have dairy farms. So it's pretty darn complex. Add to it, you're right, we're a processing powerhouse. 90% of our milk goes to cheese. 90% of that cheese leaves our state. So, you know, these are all the conversations we've had to have with our partners at USDA. So they understand that getting Wisconsin to have a testing strategy that's going to work for what USDA wants and work for the industry here in Wisconsin has been a really complex situation.
That's Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski. So far, there are 28 states currently enrolled in testing milk for high-path avian influenza. That represents 65% of the nation's milk, but Wisconsin alone represents more than 30%. We'll keep you posted on the progress of that testing method.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine has released the top pet names for 2024. According to their research, the number one name for a kitty cat was Luna. The number one name for dogs, Bella. And that's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Wednesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hitting a major mark as we stay above zero today with mostly cloudy skies and light snow on and off throughout the afternoon. With very light accumulations, winds are still breezy, but they're out of the south, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, pushing our highs to near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Currently, it's 15 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll review Governor Evers' State of the State address with State Senator Jeff Smith and Assembly Assistant Minority Leader Kalen Haywood.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never ever fail. tonight for sure.
Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can find me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. If you prefer to watch and listen, go check out the Civic Media Radio Network's YouTube channel or find our live video feed on my Twitter, Insta. Oh, and the Book of Faces at Maggie Dawn Show. And you can participate. You can chat us there. And you can always text us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm talking about the housing crisis for basically every single working family in America that is occurring right now. It's happening in our backyards that Donald Trump has said absolutely zero about. All those executive orders, nothing. That rambling, weird inauguration speech, nothing. That rally that came afterwards, nothing. I thought he ran on helping the middle class and working people. Well, this to me would seem to be issue number one, an actual issue, not falsely making claims about inflation that Biden brought down after Donald Trump screwed up our economy. No. What are you going to do about housing, Mr. President? Not a word. And we know it's bad because we got this software out there, RealPage, that's helping corporate landlords that own millions of properties across the country and right here in Madison, Wisconsin, using that software to gouge renters. We know that this is happening because private equity and hedge funds are snapping up single family homes, reducing the supply for regular people to buy, which drives up those prices. They're snapping up rental properties, you know, like the biggest asset manager in the world, BlackRock. Yeah, that's the billionaire class. Not a word about that. I wonder if Donald Trump will let the Department of Justice continue its lawsuits against these price fixers. I'm going to call them price gougers. But what is he doing? He's going to do the very thing that's going to make housing more expensive for everybody. He's going to slam a 25% tariff on Canada and Mexico. We know how disastrous that is for housing prices in this country because he did it the first time around. That's no solution. That's making an already bad crisis even worse. This is what is to come. Now, I haven't even gotten into the fact that because of the legacy of redlining and lending discrimination that our country has a well-known history of, it is even worse for black and brown folks. But we don't even have to talk about this in terms of race, though we should. It happens to all families, all working people. There's guaranteed someone you know is struggling to find affordable housing. I want to hear about it. We're going to go to the phones now. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Enzio from Eau Claire, thank you for being patient, sir. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering how, like, those hedge funds and everything like that, like, how is that, I guess it's a weird question, but how is that legal? Like, how can they monopolize an entire market like that, and nobody has been talking about it for the last, you know, 20 years?
Yeah, it's a great, first of all, it's not a silly question, Enzio. The only silly question that is the one that's in your head that you don't ask. So thank you so much for calling. Because basically our antitrust laws, let me back up. At the most granular level, almost all real estate is bought by LLCs. So the ownership structures are actually pretty complicated. So you have to get, first of all, to the beneficial owner. Even when that is clear, because there are so many housing units in any given metropolitan statistical area, proving these things up is actually a challenge. Now, the Biden administration took a very hard line under the Federal Trade Commission to stop what I generally term as anti-competitive practices, which can be the things that artificially reduce supply, which happened in the egg market when they started to kill off hens to reduce the egg supply and drive egg prices even further up. It can include price fixing. It can include price gouging. It can include things like, you know, during a pandemic and people need toilet paper, that all of a sudden toilet paper costs $5 a roll, things like that.
Those are all the sorts of things that under our antitrust laws and our competition laws should be illegal. Now, that was one of the proposals that Vice President Harris made, was to really lean into price fixing prosecutions and civil enforcement actions. And the FTC was moving that way, right, under the Biden-Harris administration. Many economists are scared to death about what's going to happen with housing prices as well as general consumer good prices, not just because of tariffs, Enzio, but because of the fact that Donald Trump has basically sold away the regulatory system to the highest bidder. And the first thing they're going to say is, allow me to continue to consolidate industries. And as an economist, I'll tell you, whenever you see industry consolidation, it means that prices are going to drive up. Oh. And it is much more likely that those owners, those consolidated owners, whether they're in private equity, hedge fund, or just within that industry, can engage in illegal antitrust, anti-competitive practices. And by the way, one last bit of history here. Where did our antitrust system come out of? It came out of all of the steel and railroad magnates that created these impenetrable trusts that controlled major swaths of entire industries in this country that laid the groundwork for the Great Depression. That is when we saw the Sherman antitrust law, that it was following the Great Depression. It was like, we have to regulate industries. And the last little bit I'll give you is this. I hear conservatives all the time saying that they're pro-business. The failure to enforce our antitrust laws, right, and our regulatory structures to ensure fair competition kills small businesses. Have I answered your question, sir? I tried to give you all the angles on that.
Thoroughly, absolutely, yeah. I'm just, you know, hopefully eggs get cheaper at some point, but
yes. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for listening, Enzio. I hope you continue to participate. I appreciate your engagement this afternoon. Jeff from Madison, you're up next. What do you have to say, sir?
Well, I'm calling from Superior, Wisconsin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. Sorry, got that wrong. Okay. Jeff from Superior, Wisconsin. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, pretty good. The city of Superior has the oldest housing stock in the state of Wisconsin. And I believe one of the answers that our city fathers presented was rezoning our entire city so that you can build these little homes. There are homes that are smaller square footage. You can get a mortgage for less than $100,000. So instead of paying rent, you're paying on a mortgage. And I will say, I do know landlords in Superior who are, you know, we have what we call Superior Days, where they go down to Madison and talk to legislators and try to present ideas. I will say there's a very real concern about those people who cannot afford to pay their rent. But when we go in there to clean out the apartment, there's drugs and needles, and they can afford the beer and cigarettes and all that. So it really is a personal responsibility, in my opinion. But I appreciate your observations.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Might I be so bold, and if you can stick on the line for a second, might I be so bold as to suggest this? It's not one or the other. And we know, and this happens, and economists will measure this, like every time we enter a recessionary period, consumption of legal and illegal substances goes up because people are stressed and worried. And one of the single biggest causes of people being stressed and worried, of course, is they don't have secure housing. And so I think this is one of those things where we can ask people to be responsible, but if we haven't created a sufficient amount of supply of affordable housing, hey, and people are freaking out and living on the edge because of that, it's a big jump to make moral judgments of folks who are coping with what is existential threat because they don't have stable, safe, and affordable housing. Anne, you're up next on the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Yeah, I am just like, I have so much going on in my head. Where do I start on this topic? But, you know, as soon as the rich pay their fair share, we are going to see a major, major decline, and things are going to get bad here. We, you know, this guy talks about these tiny homes that they're going to build for people. you know what? We're trying to build a two-bedroom, two-bathroom home, and we can't even build it for under $400,000.
Yeah.
I mean, and then these people, these builders, these young builders, they think Trump is God. Like, oh, interest rates will go down. Just wait. And I looked at this young builder, and I said, are you kidding me? If they put tariffs on Canada, we won't be building a house. I said, and you'll be lucky to be in business. And he was like shocked by that. I'm thinking, and then right now we are renting, and we haven't even been here a year, and they're already raising the price $200. And this is a billionaire that's building all of these apartments. You know, where you
I almost guarantee you they're using RealPage. I almost guarantee you that. It's unbelievable. Thanks so much for calling in. We got a few callers stacked up. Want to give everybody a crack at it. If you want to hang on and make additional points in, let me just get through these other callers. I also wanted to answer a question from Mary in Wauwatosa. She asks, if one's apartment manager refuses to acknowledge subscribing to RealPage, is there any way to find out? First of all, go to RealPage's website because they list a bunch of the property ownership companies. Figure out what the actual ownership company is. It may be different than the property management company that you're dealing with. The next one is to check out the DOJ lawsuit. I will try to locate those web sites and add them to today's show notes. Mary from Wauwatosa, thanks so much. And you can hang on there. Just give me a couple more minutes. We got Kurt from Madison on the horn. Kurt, what do you have to say this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm not an economist, but Robert Wright is, and I follow him on a lot of topics. And what voters have to start asking themselves, and they simply don't, and he covers this really well, what is the Commonwealth and how does it apply to democracy and welfare for everyone? So there's a difference between making widgets like spinning tops and you sell a billion of them and you become wealthy. And then there's things you need to survive, which is housing, a place to live, which is not just to stay alive, but it's also a reflection of the health of the community. And as soon as those things get compromised, then everything falls apart as it is now. So the federal regulations and state regulations, if they really cared about the Commonwealth, there would be institutions in place to make sure that, remember this, hedge fund people can't buy properties. And a lot of this stuff would go away. But this is directed towards the Republican callers that call into this show. You got to start asking yourself, the people that you think are wonderful, how are they protecting the Commonwealth? I see no signs of it whatsoever.
Yeah. I've called it pandemic profiteering. I hate the fact that we could talk about the healthcare industry, Kurt, right? Like the idea that our healthcare industry is a for-profit industry boggles the mind. Here are things that every human being deserves to have in order to maintain human dignity, right? A safe, affordable place to live, healthcare, like vigorous, engaging public free education, access to the internet for free, meaningful libraries, like access to books and info, right? We could go on and on and on. If you are in the business of exploiting regular people in products and in things that they need to live, like housing, yeah, that's why regulations exist. As I often say, regulations are for regular people because rich billionaires do not need them one little bit. When we come back, we're going to close out this discussion. I've got some breaking news for everybody. If you are on the lines, Mark, I see you. Ann, I see you. CJ, I will try to get you in if we have time. I'm going to also take some calls from the text or some texts from the text line. If you want to get your info and viewpoint in, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. And folks, if you are here to discuss with us the pardoning of Leonard Peltier, unfortunately, my special guest, Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio, had to reschedule. We'll bring him back on. We will get that coverage to you once we get Mr. Pilot rescheduled. Hang on. We're going to complete our discussion about housing, and I'll bring you...
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation.
540 WAUK.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While President Donald Trump's January 6th pardons and executive orders have dominated the news, state legislatures have been hard at work on both pro-voter and anti-voter legislation. Democracy legislation tracker Voting Rights Lab counts 432 election bills pending in 32 states, with 100 of those bills restricting voter access, while 205 expand it. The Wisconsin Senate and Assembly have approved Senate Joint Resolution 2, which would put a proposed voter ID constitutional amendment before voters in November. A Pew Research survey found 81% of Americans support a requirement for government-issued ID to vote, despite its impact on the poor, disabled, and elderly. A New York Senate committee moved three pro-voter bills forward, authorizing county voting centers in addition to local precincts and requiring the state to join the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, to help keep its voter rolls clean. Another bill would criminalize spreading misleading election information intended to suppress the vote. An Arizona Senate committee endorsed SB 1011, making changes to mail-in early voting rules, including when and where ballots may be returned. The Virginia House approved a constitutional amendment to automatically restore rights to people formerly incarcerated for felonies. We'll be following all these bills in the months to come. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to just thank Dave from Madison and Steve from Milwaukee for your participation on the text line. Want to give voice to Wes from Middleton. We've been talking about the fact that Donald Trump has said nothing about trying to work on affordable housing. Nothing. Nothing happening. Silent. I thought he ran. We've been talking about what is leading to this crisis in affordable housing in this country. Price fixing, consolidation, the work of private equity and hedge funds, the legacy of redlining, discriminatory lending, and it goes on and on and on. It requires government intervention. Everybody needs housing. Wes from Middleton says this, it's on us to let everybody know that this is happening. The working class and working people will get hurt. When they do, there is an opportunity to break through and break the Trump trance everybody seems to be in. Trump can and will consolidate power, and it's going to be hard, but history tells us the will of the people ultimately will prevail. Hear, hear, hi, Sherry and Horicon. Andrew from Maine says this, remember when Zillow took advantage of low interest rates to buy up properties in 2021 in order to resell and make more money from them? Yep, Zillow's doing that. A lot of the PE firms, hedge funds, they're effectively flipping, if you will, massive chunks of housing stock. It is about quick profit. People who have lived in apartment buildings that I know of that have been bought up by companies that are owned by these PE and hedge funds, we'll talk about how all the services degrade, the buildings start to break down, the maintenance is really slow. It is really awful. Andrew also from Maine says this, and J.D. Vance talked during the campaign that they were going to open up, aka sell, federal land for housing development. because building apartments on Area 51 or Yellowstone National Park is helpful. Yeah, that's not really the solution. Though I will say this, the federal government has not invested nearly enough money in affordable housing. That needs to change. They also need to look at enforcement mechanism to be sure that there are not anti-competitive, frankly, illegal price gouging and collusion occurring in housing markets. It's abysmal. Len from Madison, I see you. Thank you for your participation. Tom from Jackson, we're working on that issue. Thanks for letting us know. A new texter from the 855, or new-ish texter from 855, says, how can states and cities help to fight price gouging? One, they can file lawsuits about this stuff. They can seek discovery of these property management companies. But here's the biggest thing. I haven't even gotten here yet, because it is a huge deal, but it is a subject for its own show. Zoning. Everybody's heard the NIMBY, not in my backyard. Yeah, and listen, I'm going to call out rich progressive white people here. They'll be like, oh yeah, I'm a big Democrat. Yep, But oh my gosh, don't put this affordable housing multifamily unit in my neighborhood. I watched that. I spoke at a hearing in Whitefish Bay before I left the county on that. Because they will give it lots of, you know, performative progressivism. But when it comes to changing zoning laws so that more affordable housing can be built in all the neighborhoods within a municipal jurisdiction, all of a sudden everybody's got a problem with it. Don't even get me started on the historic preservationists. That's a whole nother ball of wax. Jack from Merrimack points this out. Before the first housing bubble in 2004, I put 20% down on a very nice three-bedroom, two-bath, West Dallas bungalow, maple flooring, et cetera, et cetera. My mortgage payment, $650 a month. My son's paying for over twice that for a 750-square-foot apartment. About sums it up. Absolutely. Kimber from Muskota says this morning I read through the, quote, executive orders. I remember one speaks about affordable housing by deregulation. Yeah. That ain't actually going to help one iota. I will go check that one out. I thought I had combed through them with a like high level of accuracy, but I'll go read that. And here's the thing. A lot of the executive orders, so I'm going to take the fact check. Thank you, Kimber. Thank you to all listeners who do that. If I got that wrong, I apologize. I'll come back tomorrow and tell you what I think about that, EO. But I can tell you right now, deregulating and not enforcing our antitrust regulations ain't the way to solve this problem. Because the free market has been pretty crappy at it thus far, has it not? Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're up, sir.
Yeah, thanks so much for taking my call. It's hardly a week goes by where I don't get an offer on my vacant property up north that I use for deer hunting, just tiny things. They're offering me like six times what they were offering me like 4 or 5 years ago. That I get offers on my house all the time. I have no interest in selling my house. And the one thing I noticed economically that apparently the Trump administration is talking about doing away with the mortgage interest deduction for home buyers. They won't, you won't have mortgage interest deduction anymore. I heard that, and it is just and where Kamala Harris was talking about increasing that and giving people credit when they first buy a house and all that. Yep. Nothing like that out of the Trump administration.
Zero, zippo, nada, zilch. Got to share this breaking news for you. There was a school shooting in Antioch, Tennessee. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation and Highway Patrol are now on scene to assist with Metro Nashville Police. Around 2,000 students attend Antioch High School. The active shooter call came in at 11 a.m. At 11.09 a.m., a person who was identified as a 17-year-old started firing shots into the cafeteria. One female student has died. The other is in stable condition at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. This has got to stop. I'll probably check through those EOs to see if there's anything about what to do.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipowitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WisCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WisCaregiver.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Nashville police say a 17-year-old student shot and killed a girl at his high school, then took his own life. Don Aaron is with the Nashville PD.
A second individual wounded, also a female, has what is being described as a graze wound to the arm.
Roads are still closed. Thousands of flights are canceled or delayed as the Deep South tries to recover from its record snowstorm. New Orleans got 10 inches. In Montgomery, Alabama, Wayne Labby says he should be hunting right now.
You know, us hunters, we like cold weather, but you get out in cold weather like this, the deer is not even out there.
CBS's Jason Allen reports former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio has been released from prison. He was one of the many January 6th defendants given a break by President Trump.
He did say that media should stop referring to him as the ex-leader of that group. When I pressed him on that, does that mean you're still the leader? He said that's all I'm going to say about it.
Tarrio was serving 22 years for seditious conspiracy. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.